Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, Daily Pop is live. Let's do this. Okay, hello and welcome. We have a huge show today. We have the one and only Meghan Trainor joining us. Thanks for that. We also have some hot topics we want to talk about, starting with Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen. Okay, so Tom just revealed that Gisele was not satisfied with their marriage. Tom spoke to Howard Stern on his radio show. Gisele said that she wasn't feeling that he was doing his part for their family, and she was doing everything for the house and the kids, and she has goals and dreams too, and he wasn't maybe giving her the time to fulfill those. So she wrote him a nice letter. He said he saved it, and he made some changes.
I bet he'll never forget it. I think a lot of times in relationships, we are afraid to ask our partners for more. And I think a lot of times for women, they see themselves as the caretakers and the people who have to hold down the fort. But at times you have to check your husband and let your husband know, like, yo, I did not sign up to do this by myself. And when you're not playing football and when you're not focusing, I need you to come back and focus on this family. I have so much respect for her in that sense, because I know a lot of times people just like to go with the status quo and then just like ride it out.
Well, I have respect for him too, because as he mentioned in this interview, you know, life before kids was like a whole nother story, and it probably worked for them like that, right? Like it was, you go work, and the thing was, is that he would be off season, but would just immediately dive into his other projects. So it was like he never had any time off, but she had her own thing, and there was no real worry. As long as they were seeing each other enough, there was no real worry about who was taking the responsibility. You add kids into the mix, and it's a whole like another ball game, you know? There's a lot of men that don't want to hear it, right? Because they're the breadwinners and they've been providing for the family and they're working really hard and they just feel that, you know, traditional, like, you know, sometimes it just takes, not all men receive that message clearly, you know? And so I think it was a big compliment, like a big thing on his part to hear that message from his wife and take it seriously, and so seriously that he made changes, because I do feel like a lot of women are making this kind of complaint to their man, but their men aren't hearing them, you know, or they're just not taking it seriously. And I don't know how serious she got. I don't know if she threatened to leave or what, but he definitely like bucked up and started taking the kids to school and sweeping the floors.
I think a lot of times too, and I don't want to say this, I do agree with you. I respect him for manning up and listening to his wife and hearing her. But I also think there's this difference when someone is financially stable and someone is financially independent and can say those things. Not a lot of women who do have children and decide to be stay-at-home moms don't have the same luxury as Gisele, who is a billionaire, who is one of the highest paid models. So I think when she was like, I can actually do this by myself if I need to do this by myself, it kind of rang loud for him, because he knows it's true. And I think a lot of times, if you look at that history in that relationship, you know, she had to bend for him, because 2 months after they started dating, he found out that he was going to be a father. So not only
go
I mean, I'm going to go there. And she was like, you know what? I love you enough that I'm going to bin. And years down the road, she had to write the letter that pretty much said, I need you to bin like I binned it for you. And I love that they have that relationship where they can check in on one another and say, this needs to change because we are in different places. I love that.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, they are ultimate couple goals. They always have been. And this story doesn't change that at all. It just makes them even more couple goals because it's like everything changes in 10 years. You know, like they said, like what worked for them 10 years ago doesn't work now. And I think all marriages are like that. What worked 5 years ago doesn't work now, you know? And so like there's new needs, there's new, you know, I try to think of it like back in the day, you know, just getting like something super romantic, like flowers or like a surprise for me was like the biggest thing. And now it's like, oh, you're just like gonna like literally take Chase in the morning and do the nighttime routine both. Oh my God, okay, you just saved my day. It's like love can speak different languages as you change.
No, 100%. But I also think it's one of those things where if you're in a relationship and you're not having a conversation with your partner that says, I have changed from the person I was 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, then you're not really being honest. And I think that you're not really growing in your relationship. We have to evolve as people. That means we have to evolve in our relationships. And that means our relationships have to change. So every woman, I have friends who go in every 3 years and they have a couples therapy session to talk about the things that they like and that they don't like and things they want to try and things that they read about. And it's their annual thing every 3 years to go and do that checkup. And I think that's really important.
Yeah. All right, well, what about this next story? So Bruce Willis, he is quarantining, which is great. You know, we all need to be staying away and isolating, but he's quarantining at Demi Moore's house, not his current wife's, Demi Moore, his ex-wife's. Could you imagine self-isolating with your ex? And what do you think happened here? Do you think I'm very confused. We don't know for sure if his current wife and his other two children that he has with her are also in the house or if they're somewhere else. But we do know that he has been in Demi's house for a total of 27 days. I think that's very sweet that they have a very close relationship. But if my husband quarantined with his ex-wife, there'd be hell to pay.
You know what? I agree with you. But I think when you break down what Bruce and Demi have been through and you read her book and you read about her kids and their connection and how they lost their connection and got it back together, I think when you look at this family, you obviously think of them as family, not as divorcees, not as past lovers. I think Bruce and Demi mean so much more to one another. And I think sometimes sacrificing a month or two with your husband so he can make sure that his kids are settled and that they're okay with their mom and that everybody's on the right path. I think that as a partner going into a situation where I already know that they have decades of history together, you almost just have to accept that.
She's got a 5 and an 8-year-old, Justin. So she has to quarantine with a 5 and an 8-year-old while he's with his other kids that are in their 20s, very self-sufficient, can take care of themselves. Some are in their 30s. I don't know. I hope that they're all there, or maybe they're figuring something out. Part of me feels like there's no way that this would happen unless at the beginning of the situation, there was like somebody was sick and they were scared like to have anybody leave the house in case he had the virus. And so they waited it out to make sure he didn't have the virus. Like if it's that kind of situation, like it's a health concern, then okay. But Willis loves to me, but I wouldn't be cool with that. Maybe I'm not a cool wife. I don't know. I feel like you put your ass here.
But I also think, look at it. If my kids called me and said, listen, you know, we have all been estranged for a minute and it took us years to build back this relationship. And he was part of building that relationship back. If my kids called and said, yo, we really need you over here. I don't know what's going to happen. This still is very fragile. We're still trying to figure it out. And my new husband understood. Oh, ooh, girl, I got a booty call. At noon. My new husband called me and I told my ex-husband, yo, my ex-husband called me. You know the deal between us. You've read the deal. I've explained it to you. It's very touch and go. I think that person would have to accept that this means this 30 days with them, this 60 days with them is going to mean a lifetime of happiness and cohesiveness. You're going to have to accept it.
No.
Some things just can't be changed.
I mean, you can check on her. FaceTime her every day. You can send her a care package. You can buy her everything that she needs on Amazon. You can do all of those things. You can Zoom party with her hours and hours on the day. But I need you here with me, mm-mm, with my taking care of us.
It's different.
I don't know. I'm just hoping that Emma is also in the house too, and they just kind of have this modern family thing going on right now.
I hope so too. She's more of a private person, so she could as well be on the third floor of Demi's house.
Yeah, very well so. Well, now I'm going to have to like skip out because you have a very special guest to talk to.
Oh my God. So my friend is joining us live today. Megan Trainor is here. We are going to talk everything, and I have to tell her how she's getting me through this quarantine. How are you?
Oh, I'm so good. I've been watching the whole show and like, ooh, wow, drama.
Drama all the time.
Drama.
Is there that much drama in you and Daryl's house right now?
No, it is pretty bland. But I was just like listening to all you said about like marriage and stuff. And the best part about Daryl is like every single night or any time of the day, I can just like explode and tell him everything I feel of like, hey, I don't like when this happens or this is how I was feeling. Like last night I just had a meltdown and he wanted to talk to me the whole night and calmed me down. And I was like, that's why we're a great couple and why we're the best.
100%. He took a break from his TikTok career to come and join you in a talk because Daryl is getting pretty good at TikTok.
Listen, don't hype him up too much. He's so excited right now. His hands are up in the air. He just...
The Joker one, I about lost it. Who got him into this? Because he doesn't seem like the type who would just like be like, I'm going to start a TikTok.
Oh, he is very brave and very free. And he, I don't know, he's obsessed with watching it with me every night. Like we also do that as a couple together. Like we're like, do you want to TikTok with me? And we'll just watch for hours. But since he got his, he's been trying to think of ideas. And now he's so excited. And he'll come up to me and be like, hey, babe, I got 500,000 views. And I'm like, no way.
Not today. So you have secretly been getting me through this thing.
How?
One, treat myself.
Yeah.
Is like what I blare all day. But you also sent me this unbelievable gift when the album came out. So all the beauty supplies that you put in there.
Oh my God, someone used those.
The bedroom candy, everything.
I took out all of that stuff with my manager, Tommy, who you know. Wow, that makes me so happy that someone got it and that they liked it.
The people at Barry's Bootcamp think I own stock there because I go there so much because of the gift cards.
It's such a difficult class. I've only gone once and I've been like, that's the one that I want to accomplish someday, but I can't.
No, your album is out now. And I read somewhere that you said that you did not want to put it out until everything was out of your head. When you released the album, did you feel like you had accomplished that?
I mean, I was told so many times, like, we're going to release it at this date. And I was like, okay, I'm ready. And they're like, actually, we're going to push it a half a year. And I was like, okay, that's fine. And they did that like four times. And so by the end, I was like, I just got this album sitting here. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready. And I just waited and I went through more life experiences and wrote about it. And finally, I was like, all right, every song, every verse, every bridge, I'm very confident with and I'm excited to put it out. But the wait was so long for me as well that like
And for us.
Yeah, the night before or the night of when it came out at like midnight, you know, my heart was racing, which never really happened to the first albums. I was like, oh God, like people have waited so long. Like it's about to actually be available.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But is it because you had put so much of like your heart and soul into it and you had finally gotten to that place, you'd finally gotten to that Beyonce album where it's like, this is what I'm going to do.
I was like, okay, I've reached Beyonce. No. Yeah, I just like as much as all my sweet fans were all waiting and my family and everyone was waiting, like I was waiting too. And I was kind of held back for a minute. And then it was finally like, okay, we're back. We're here. Let's do this. And then for 1 second, right before it dropped, I was like, what if it's like,
yeah,
like it, but they were really nice. They all liked it. It was great.
People are loving it. Now, you told me a secret.
I did.
And I promised when we did Just a Sip that I would not say anything. And I really, like, now that we can actually talk about it, I'm like, what was Nicki Minaj like? How did you get her ass on that collab? What the hell? Like, tell me everything. What did she smell like?
When I took that one sip, I was turnt. And I was like, I'm going to tell you the biggest secret on my team right now. And I told him, I was like, I have a queen on my song.
And your mom was like this in the corner. She was like.
Yeah, she's like, what are you doing? I was like, it's Justin. It's fine. But yeah, my manager started managing her around that time. And I was like, this is my in. And I'm always that person that's like, it'll never happen, but just in case, like, let's just try it. Like, I'll send Rihanna's team a song and I know she won't cut it, but I'm like, whatever, like, what's the harm? She'll say, yeah, and I did that with this. And she actually, they told me, like, she might not even listen to it. She might not like it. She's not going to feature on it unless she does like it. So when I heard she listened to it, freaked out. Then I heard she enjoyed it. And I was like, life is complete. And then, like, for weeks, they would say, I think she's going to record the verse. I think she's going to record the verse. And she finally sent it. And I freaked out. And she's so good and talented and impressed me so much because she was like, let me sleep on these lyrics. And like, I really like them. And then we'll be good to go. And I was like, they're so perfect. Like, but it's cool to know that she cared that much in the songwriting process.
Yeah, no, she is like, I've never heard a feature of hers that I was like, oh, she dialed it in on this one. Like,
always like 110%.
Always 110%. So we have a viewer question. And the viewer asked, how did you start loving yourself and your body and start thinking that you were worthy enough?
It's a project every day.
True.
That's an everyday thing. And I, luckily for me, my creativity, my brain runs too fast, too long, all day long. And so I get to release some of that stress and that anxiety in my music. So I get to go out there and write these big anthems of I love myself songs. And it's really awesome to sing it out loud, but say those words out loud of like, I'm beautiful. I'm an awesome woman. I'm strong. I'm this and I'm that. And I learned like by watching a lot of Dr. Phil and doing it myself of like, if you say nicer things to yourself, like how would you treat your best friend? Is that how you would treat your best friend? By saying beautiful things about yourself? No.
That's crazy. Cause when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, bitch, you look rough right now, but in 5 minutes, you're about to kill the game.
Yeah.
I wake up looking rough and tough.
I woke up today and had like a fresh permanent wrinkle. And I was like, excuse you, face? Like,
what? Yeah, this is not the time. I'm fragile right now.
And I was like, there she is.
So just so you know, the names Corona and COVID have been taken for twins. So if you decide that you're going to have a baby in 9 months, you can't do that.
Okay. Wait.
You cannot do that.
Name their kids that?
Someone named their kids Corona and COVID. Would you ever?
not never, ever, ever. Ever. What? Absurd.
Do you have tour dates yet? Like, is that in the process?
Everything's just paused. Even like I was supposed to film my the finale of the UK, like the semifinals and the finale, and it got postponed. It was crazy because we couldn't travel, and it was the right thing to do, but it was like all up in the air for a minute. And then Maroon 5, I was supposed to go on tour with them, and now we're thinking of like doing the second half first, or trying to figure out a way to keep some dates and like redo the first half. But I have no. Every day I ask, and they're like.
Whatever. We don't know.
Yeah, we just don't know.
Have you ever seen My Week with Marilyn, the movie?
I saw it a long time ago.
Okay. I want to do a Daily Pop special, and it's called My Week with Megan, and it's you gearing up to go on tour, and then I get to go with you on one tour day.
I'm so down.
And be your quick change person?
You can just visit. Yeah, I'm like, that job is a sweaty job. And I'm so like, because that's a gnarly job.
Okay, maybe I'll just be like the person who like tapes the set list.
You'd be so good at it though. You'd be like, strip and like rip my clothes.
Oh, I'd be sewing you in like Cinderella's people. No, I really want to know because, you know, you talk about touring and how strenuous it is, but how awesome it feels like when you finally get to go on that stage, but the nerves are still there. I bet people would love to experience what it's like for a pop star to be on tour.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's like a wild ride. And it's also Groundhog Day every day. It's kind of like you just like you get up, repeat, but then you're in a new place. And like every night, the only thing that changed was the name on the floor on the stage. I'm like, what's up, Chicago? Like, also, the meet and greets are always so different and something crazy always happens. And that was my first concern when COVID-19 started creeping up. We're like, how are we supposed to do meet and greets? Like, how are people going to pay this money to meet me and have their dreams come true? And like, I can't hug them?
Yeah.
I'm a hugger. You know that.
Oh, you were a hugger.
I was hugging for a minute and I was like, okay, we got to step back. Like, that was hard.
I'm a hugger too. What's the craziest thing that ever happened to you in a meet and greet? Or like the biggest fan like moment?
It's just like the ones that you don't expect, like the surprises. Like there was this little boy who was like 5 years old and I was his dream. Like I was, I don't know if he was like in love with me or I was just like the superstar of his dreams. But usually it's like a little girl or like, I also get a lot of dads and grandpas who just like worship the ground I step on. And they come up and you're like, you love me? This is so unexpected. Okay. And or they do something crazy like, I learned your entire routine for this song. Can I show you? And I'm like, okay.
You're like, yes. Amen.
Yeah, I always let them have their moments. It's great.
It's crazy. I went to a show one time with Aaron Rosenberg. And I remember looking to the side of me and I was like, there's going to be a bunch of little girls there. I'm so embarrassed. Like, I'm going to go sing at this thing. And like, I'm going to be the biggest black man there. When I tell you, like the straight couples with like the big dudes who are like, we're all about that bass, singing and dancing to the music. Is it important for you to make universal music that every age could listen to?
Yeah. I like if my meet and greets were just one age group, I'd be like, bring it in. I don't know. I feel like it's more exciting that way when I see like a grandpa in the front row singing every word. And I'll always like, if that happens, which is like once a show, I always dedicate one song to them or be like, you're my favorite. Like, cause it's just so unexpected. And I remember like when my song No came out, a lot of dads were like, this is the song for my daughter. And I was like, okay, like, learn every word. But the bond that creates with family members that like, it's so special and it's so cool that I can be a part of like a memory for a stranger that I'll never meet. I think that's like a superhero gift. It's so cool.
No, that's amazing. And I know a lot of people really follow your lead because you're just an inspiration to a lot of people. And right now I feel like a lot of people need help, but people also need to figure out how they can help because they don't know how. And I always tell people a little goes a long way. How are you helping out this COVID-19 scare?
I'm so glad you asked. Starting today, I'm about to post a picture of, I'm doing this like home tour thing where I'm partnering up with Feeding America, because I'm home every day and I'm fired up. I feel like I'm not doing anything to help. And I hear I've been talking to my aunt who's a nurse in Santa Clarita, and she's just telling me horror stories. So I have decided to do something, and that's like performances and doing more interviews and trying to get people to donate for Feeding America, because with the economy and everything happening right now, like there are families who can't provide meals for their children.
Yeah.
It's like, if that's something I can do at my house and encourage people to donate, then I'm gonna do it. So starting today.
That's amazing. And I love that, like, Feeding America to me is not one of those places that's like, donate $100, donate $200. It's like, donate a meal, donate $5, donate $10. A lot can go a long way.
They're doing. So they're amazing. And I'm so excited for the next, like, I think 2.5 weeks, I'm going to do a lot of performances and be everywhere on my laptop.
I love it. What's the writing process right now? You must be having so many ideas and so many emotions going on right now.
I am having a lot of emotions, but I've been having a writer's block, I think, because I put a lot of pressure on myself when I heard people are like, yo, the songwriters right now are writing the craziest music, I bet. And I'm like, no, not much. I'm like working on my Christmas album, like just to put it in the bag, just to have it for the future. And I've noticed like my neighbors are putting up Christmas lights, and I've heard that's a thing people are doing to make themselves like have a little joy.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, that's all right. I'm going to do my Christmas album. I'll do Ryan's hair. That's a good thing too. Come here, Ryan.
You've been dyeing hair.
I'm a hairstylist.
What? Oh, wait, no.
No.
She hit you with the Olaplex? Yeah. Yeah. Hit you with the Olaplex?
Yeah. So
first of all, this is Megan's brother here. You guys, who talked him into doing this, or did he have the midlife crisis himself?
His idea. He's honestly, yeah. It.
Just trying to get some content going, give the people what they want.
You were like, I'm going to let you do this.
Yeah, yeah, it's actually a part of our tour. We made an awesome, hilarious video, and it's going to come out sometime during the Feeding America tour. Yes.
This is the most epic thing ever. Has your hair fallen out yet? Does she have a career in hair color?
It feels healthier. Feels good.
You are just, straight men are just so crazy. They let anyone do anything today. Y'all are insane.
We're losing our minds.
Yeah.
Do you have a quarantine bae yet?
Me?
Him? Yeah.
No. No one is getting quarantined with me.
How are, by the way, you're a good looking guy.
Yeah.
You got a job. How are you single at this point?
That's a great question. Ryan?
It's my nightmare to be stuck with someone right now.
Oh!
You know,
this plant right here is working my last goddamn nerves. He's about to go outside. That's the most I can do as a plant right now.
No one currently in my life that I'm like, let's sign up for, you know, however long this is going to go for, quarantine style.
I will say he's had girls hit him up, be like, can I come over? Can I quarantine with you? And I was like, no.
It's not a bad place to quarantine for sure.
Yeah.
I've been there, honey. It is not a bad place to quarantine. But like, I'm going to hook you up with somebody. Is there like, do you have potentials? Is there like a celebrity type that you like that I can like go off of?
He loves a crazy girl. No.
He loves a Jersey girl.
She needs to like be able to, like we need to fall in love with her. The problem with my family, which is a great thing, is like, you marry me, you marry my family. So like Daryl went through it. He loved it. He's like, I got a whole family. I can handle this. So this girl is, she needs to like be my best friend.
She needs to be the best friend. What's the age range that you're looking for, Megan?
This is asked
it's
a
better
lot.
To ask
a lot
Megan
of my fans
sure.
are like, what is he dating? What age? What are you, 27?
Yeah.
I'd like a nice 26, 20 up.
26 up.
Yes. Like she already has to have her life kind of put together, you know?
I'm gonna be like 21 to 35.
Okay.
Dating Trainer is going to be the family dating show that we need when, like, girls come over for dinner and we figure out in the 2-hour time if they can actually go on a second date.
Yes, like if they can handle all of us plus you just sitting there with us.
Yeah, you're not sitting there judging and drinking. I would love it. Who's got a jawline like that? I don't understand it.
Yeah, he loves you. Say thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Got this jawline. I'm freaking out. I wish I was 21 to 35.
Justin, I love you.
I love you guys too. You guys, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Anytime. I'm here every day.
No, I'm in. I'm gonna not see anybody for 2 weeks. Okay. You're gonna get the wigs together. I'm coming over. Please have enough Pinot Grigio to last me 3 weeks. It's gonna be on and popping. And then we're gonna go through your Raya and your Tinder. I like to swipe for people.
I don't have any of those apps, but we can download them.
Okay, we're gonna download them. We're gonna take photos of you. We're gonna do the photo shoot and everything. This is happening.
Look how handsome. How can you pull off this hair?
By the way, we're gonna have to touch up the roots by the time I get there.
They're gonna grow.
Well, now is the time to learn.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God, I love you guys. Thank you so much. I'm gonna donate for Feeding America. I'm gonna finish using these products because I love them. I'm gonna go after my bedroom candy tonight. You guys, how amazing is Megan Trainor? I'm loving her every single day. If you guys have not listened to her album, you are missing out. It is one of the most unbelievable pieces of music ever put out as a whole. It's one of those like Lauryn Hill albums where you can like start at the beginning and get through the end and feel like you went on an emotional roller coaster, but feel good about yourself. It's a great way to wake up. And please be good to yourselves. We'll see you guys tomorrow again at noon. And check us out on IG Live. We are doing interviews throughout the day. So follow E Daily Pop. We'll be back tomorrow.